AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Now that Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has Sarah Palin's endorsement, would he choose her as a running mate if he wins the nomination?
Well, I don't think she'd want to do it. And, you know, I really don't get into it right now.
Trump on the Today Show this morning.
I didn't even think about VP right now, and I just want to win.
Republican strategist Rick Davis managed John McCain's campaign in 2008 when Sarah Palin was McCain's running mate. He says Trump may feel that early voting Iowa is the key to the nomination.
I think he's made a bet that if he can win Iowa, he has a shot at sweeping the whole
running the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was on CBS this morning. Somebody's going to get walloped. That's not politics. That's the weather forecast for Washington to Boston and into the Ohio Valley. The Weather Service says this could be a historic storm. Our weather expert, Seth Borenstein.
This big rainy system coming from the west and the south. It gets a shot of Gulf Coast moisture, and then it sort of merges with stuff coming off the Atlantic. And then from the north comes this really cold air, which takes that moisture and turns it into snow.
Maybe a foot, maybe 2 feet, some forecasters say. They say at the moment it's too early to tell exactly where and how much snow will fall. Most of Detroit's public schools are closed for the day because the teachers haven't shown up. They're continuing a sick out to protest school conditions and other issues. Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder is also dealing with Flint's water crisis, lead-contaminated water. Today he's releasing his emails on the controversy.
So you will have answers to your questions about what we've done and what we're doing to make this right for the families of Flint.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. This is AP Radio News. The Treasury Department has a message for taxpayers who are getting phone calls demanding immediate payment of back taxes. AP correspondent Mike Grassi is in Washington with this.
The Treasury Department wants taxpayers to know if you get a call from the IRS demanding immediate payment, hang up. Callers who claim to be IRS officials are actually phone scammers, and the Treasury Department says they're good at what they do. They've cost more than 5,000 victims over $26.5 million since October 2013. The IRS says it always sends letters and never calls taxpayers. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran is blasting the U.S. for new sanctions against Iran over ballistic missile tests. The Iranian foreign minister says the U.S. is addicted to coercion. The European Commission chief is calling for a special summit of EU leaders on the refugee crisis. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.